This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We're going to go right into your calls. But coming up, we still have to talk about economics in one lesson. We've been going through it chapter by chapter, sometimes slower than one per week, but that's kind of what we've been shooting for. Chapter 13 is what we've been actually supposed to have done for the last couple of weeks. And I think we're going to actually get to it here tonight. But your calls and thoughts come first. So to the phones we go. Let's talk first to Dale in northern Michigan, listening to WCHT. Hey, Dale.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm kind of disappointed because I was listening to your program, and one of you said that, you know, don't trust Trump. He's going to do no good for you. Then you got this guy on there that's all for these Muslims and stuff like this and everything else, you know? I mean, I just want to know, I mean, what did he do to you guys to talk like that?
Well, he's a politician, so
he's a president, and he wants to take my money. He wants to take about half of what I make.
Yeah, you shouldn't trust politicians.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay, he's trying to get this country out of a meat grinder that your so-called King Hussein Obama put us in. Okay. That's what he did.
Well, we weren't supportive of President Obama.
Yeah, Obama's a thief,
well,
too.
Well, then you must be one of those Democrat losers. You know, should I get you guys some Play-Doh and coloring crayons and books and stuff?
Dale, no. Have you ever listened to this show before? Is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live?
I've caught it every now and then, but I especially
so we're
tonight about stuff.
If we just told you...
An 82-year-old young lady on there was talking about, you know, immigrants and Spanish. Trust
Dale,
me. All right. No, listen to this. We got the biggest terrorist town in lower Michigan that you can ever imagine. All those seven countries that's on that list, they're down there, okay? Do you want a ticking time bomb in your backyard?
A terrorist
town. I don't want it. Okay?
Are you talking about, what was it, Dearborn or something like that?
The court, all they did was gave them guys the okay to come over here and start killing us, okay? The open door policy.
Okay, let's slow down for just a moment here, because you've covered a lot of ground.
Listen to me.
No, we are listening to you, but we're also going to have a conversation.
They got a personal vendetta against Trump, okay?
Dale.
Did that guy ever hear about San Bernardino? Oh, there has been.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That was a government worker.
Attacks happened. What's wrong with that picture? How far was that judge heads up his butt?
None of the attacks that have happened.
Yeah, you can't listen if you keep talking.
Do you?
Dale. Hey, Dale, are you wanting to have a conversation, or are you just wanting to rant without anybody responding to
you? I'm just telling you the facts, okay?
Here are some facts, Dale. Here are some facts.
I
know he's not
going to
listen, but eventually you're going to put him on mute.
Yes, I am going to put him on hold right now.
So here are some facts. Of all of the attacks that have happened on American soil, none of them have been from anyone from any of those seven countries that are on Trump's banned list.
That's right.
So nobody from Iran, from Syria, from Yemen,
Libya,
Somalia. Sudan, Somalia, and was the other one Iraq?
Iraq, I think, might have been on that list.
Yeah. None of the attacks that have happened on American soil since at least 1975... included people from any of the seven countries that are affected.
You know,
he was still talking. I just brought him back.
Not liberation.
Dale, did you hear a word that Daryl just said to you?
I want our border. Hey, hell yes, deportation, buddy.
Okay, so this is the level of discourse that we should be expecting from Trump supporters.
Mexicans in this country are getting welfare, government assistance, getting Social Security, and they're not even supposed to be here illegally. Then
well, except that's not really
crimes,
true.
They go run to these sanctuary cities with our taxpayers.
Actually, they don't commit crimes at a higher rate. If anything, and there's actually studies that show this, that immigrants, legally or illegally, actually wind up decreasing and stabilizing crime rates.
Yeah, you've got that in show prep. We haven't actually gotten to the details on that one. But, you know, if this is what we're supposed to expect from the Trump-supporting contingent, you know, we can't even get a word in edgewise to explain to Dale that, no, not only do we not support Donald Trump, but we also didn't support Barack Obama or George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. I mean, we're not...
Right, so ardent supporters of Republicans are just like ardent supporters of Democrats. They don't want these pesky things called facts to get in the way of whatever they want.
No doubt.
They want what they want, and they'll make up the facts to wind up supporting, as Sean Spicer, the
spokesperson,
for the White House, we're just giving alternative facts. We're not lying to you.
You know, it's funny, too,
we're just giving you alternative facts. Well, here's the actual facts.
Yeah, well, when you pointed out to Dale at the very beginning of his call that you didn't support Obama either, he then just completely ignored you.
Oh, so you're a Democrat.
And said you must be a Democrat. I mean, how does that even... How is that even possible?
There he is.
There he is. Just ranting.
Just,
I mean, were you just talking the whole time?
Okay.
Were you just talking the whole time I put you on hold?
The way it is, I speak the truth, and nobody controls me, okay?
Sure we do. You get the hold button. Now, we're not controlling you because you can continue to talk as you've been doing as we've put you on hold. The only reason we're doing that is so it can at least sound like a conversation to the people listening, so we actually have the opportunity to respond to this ranting madman who is on the phone right now, who wants in no way, shape, or form to actually have a human conversation.
And I loved how he pulled a line from Donald Trump. I'm not ranting.
What is it? What's matter? You guys can dish it out. You can run all this crap down. But when somebody calls you and confronts you about stuff, all you sit back there with a little yellow stripe down your back. Why don't you put red, white, and blue stripes on your back? Be an American for a change, all right? Stand up.
What does that even mean?
The American.
And also, all of the weird things that you've thrown out as facts are not true.
Oh, give me a break, you idiot.
Oh, my God. He listened to you.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You know?
And that's what you get. Name-calling. That's what you get, Daryl.
I've got an article in front of me. Information Ars Technica wrote the article. It's from the Journal of Ethnicity and Criminal Justice that shows that over the last 40 years, immigrants have actually caused a decrease in crime rates because they commit crimes lesser rate than people that are born here. People like you, Dale, people like you that are born here wind up committing crimes at a higher rate than people that move here.
All right, I've had about enough of Dale. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
It's a fact, so yes, I expect you to believe it.
Well, I mean, just because you are behind a microphone making a claim doesn't necessarily mean that it's a fact. But he could check your claim should he want to actually take the time to research the thing that you're saying. You gave him the citation.
Yes.
You gave him the, you know, the allegation. You're saying it's a fact. They're saying they've done this study. Somebody who wanted to, who actually was interested in some level of intellectual honesty, could check your claim. But Dale just wants to yell. And he wants to call names.
If they're curious about the study that Ars Technica is reporting on, the title of it is Urban Crime Rates and the Changing Face of Immigration, Evidence Across 4 Decades.
And we've also seen that, contrary to his claim that they're collecting all this welfare and Social Security, we've also seen that there's actually a lot of immigrants who pay into taxes by using, let's say, someone else's Social Security number, who never collect on the taxes that they're paying into the system.
Right. And even when you factor in any sort of, you know, supposed handouts that they are receiving with all of the taxes that are being paid that, you know, are being paid under a fraudulent use of a Social Security number, shall we say?
Yeah, because they have to.
Immigrants are a net benefit to the economy. They're
sure
a net benefit to the government. Not that I want there to be net benefits to any of the governments,
right.
But
they are.
That's the facts.
So the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Now, we like to have conversations on Free Talk Live where one side says something, and then the other side says something in response. You don't have to agree in order to get on the air. I prefer to have a conversation where there are differing opinions. That's the kind of thing I prefer to have. But just shouting into the phone and calling names is not going to result in any sort of growth for anybody.
Yeah. So sounds like Dale needs a safe space.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, even if you are a shouting madman. This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here, live Sunday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free and join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Perhaps You've thought about starting up your own website or blog. Well, now you've got 50% more reasons to do it. 50% off of regular hosting prices at HostGator, one of the top web hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating. That's not rated by them. That's rated by Web Hosting Stuff, which is a company that is constantly looking at the uptime of the various different hosts out there. But not only is it technically proficient hosting, but also they make it easy. They've got a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get 50% off by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. As we continue with you in studio, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Back to your calls and thoughts. We go to Kyle. He's in Little Rock, Arkansas, listening. He doesn't know how. Kyle, you listening on the radio?
Yeah, I'm on the radio traveling back towards Little Rock, and I just have to pick this show up. So,
all right, excellent. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling in because the guy right before, I guess a guy, Dale or somebody, was debating about whether
that wasn't a debate.
Okay. Well, an American citizen like me, I'm a veteran, college educated, got two children. I've been married 22 years. That immigrants don't commit more crimes than a natural citizen like me. That's what I was wondering. So what were you or whoever the host was saying, who commits more?
Daryl, well, you have some recent numbers.
Studies actually indicate that native-born people in the United States commit crime at a higher rate than immigrants. And I'm going to read a brief paragraph or part of a paragraph from the research that was done that I cited. It's titled Urban Crime Rates and the Changing Face of Immigration Evidence Across Four Decades.
That's a long study.
Long study, and their write-up is incredibly long with a lot of footnotes, so I'm not going to read the numerous footnotes in this paragraph. It says, a body of research suggests that immigrant settlement in inner-city areas, many of which still suffer from the population declines and economic disinvestment of the 1970s, has revitalized some of these places. Consequently, it is possible that immigration reduces aggregate levels of crime by actually increasing the labor market opportunities of native-born workers and revitalizing urban neighborhoods. Skipping down to the next paragraph.
So just to translate, that means that immigrants coming in have kind of a positive effect on the area around them. They're more likely to fix up places, try to improve the surroundings, is what you're saying?
Yes. Reduces aggregate levels of crime and increases the economic stability, if you will, of the area.
It's actually more common for immigrants to be entrepreneurial than it is for native-born people.
In Austin, Texas, for example, a metropolitan area which has experienced an increase of 580% in its immigration population between 1980 and the year 2000, researchers indicated no relationship between immigration and homicide, burglary, larceny, and motor vehicle theft.
Can I interject something for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, because the reason I'm saying I have somewhat, I guess, anecdotal evidence. I own properties. I'm a real estate investor in Little Rock. And, you know, there are some cases, I would say, like Hispanics, for example, Mexicans, they do fix up a lot and want to do, like, owner financing properties. But in the Little Rock area, there's been many of them that are victims of crime that are, you know, I guess people take advantage of them. But my other thing is, I was wondering if the study broke it down more to like the different immigrant groups. Because to give you an example, where I live in a pretty nice area in North Little Rock, my neighbor that just bought the house next to me is from China. He does own his own Chinese restaurant. He's a real hard worker. But what I think the thing that's going on now, we're not having so much in Little Rock as some other cities, I'm sure, but it's the Muslim or ISIS-connected refugees that are, you know, causing some of that. And I know I constantly hear in the Minneapolis area, the Somali, for what percent of them are there do a whole lot of crime. So I think it's got to be broken down to more, you know, you can't just say all immigrants compared to certain ones. I was just wondering if the study broke that down further.
this particular study, not that I'm seeing, but again, I've not delved into the entire study, and I'm only reading from the abstract that they have, which is fairly lengthy in and of itself.
Well, plus, I mean, I get what you're saying, Kyle, that you're suggesting that certain demographics of immigrants might be more likely to commit crimes. Like, for instance,
right.
Male immigrants between the ages of 18 and 25 probably more likely to commit a crime than people in their 40s or 50s.
But that applies equally to people born here.
To white kids.
Absolutely. Demographic as well.
Right. Males in general in that demographic are more likely to commit crimes. And I think what's most important here is that normally when you hear people talking about immigrants, they don't break it down into groups. They just paint with broad brushes. They just say that immigrants create crime. And so now we've got, you know, a study here, and this is just one. There have been more than this over the years.
But this is one study looking at a bunch of studies that have been done.
Right. And so now that it was, what is that, a meta study or something like that? Or
yes.
So anyway, looking at that shows you that the opposite is true, that there's actually less likelihood of crime within immigrant populations. So even if you can break it down and find that one specific set of people from one country is more likely to commit a crime, that, again, doesn't besmirch anybody else. And further, it shouldn't besmirch the individual who's coming from that country who may not fit with that particular trend. And again, we're speculating. We don't know if anything like that exists at all. But presuming it does, everyone should always be judged on an individual basis, not judged based on who, you know, where they've come from, the plot of land that they were born. Don't you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think, though, that there has to be some type of vetting to where they're basically saying when they come to the United States that they want to come to make America better. They're not coming here to kill some. I mean, I'm a veteran of the military. I was over in the Middle East. That they're coming here to kill me or my family. Those have no business being here if they want to come and do destruction. If they want to come here and, you know, like you said, be an entrepreneur, grow, to help their family out, then, yeah, that's great. But there's got to be some kind of vetting done to separate those that want to come here
and kill you
or me or somebody, you know.
Well, you know, you sit down somebody and you ask them that, they're probably not going to admit to you that they're planning on killing anybody. And if I'm not, tell me if I'm mistaken about this one, guys, but isn't it true that the people who have committed the whatever few acts of terror that we've had here in the United States, they've all gone through the legal processes? The Boston bombers, for instance, the people who hijacked the planes on 9/11, they've all gone through these processes. The people who the FBI has set up with bombs and things like that, the 200-plus times the FBI has basically created terrorism, this guy
Josh Cummings. Who murdered an airport security guard in Denver.
This is recent, right?
This January, January 31st. He was a homegrown, radicalized Muslim terrorist. He was on the FBI watch list, but that didn't save anybody from his murders.
Hey, Kyle, San Bernardino shooters were government employees.
That's right. And they killed other government employees. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If the government can't keep the potential murderers out of its own ranks, how is it that you expect them to keep them out of the country? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the Live Sunday edition. You can join us here. Just dial in toll-free. Live Sunday Show, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. If you would like, you may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, I do want to let you know how to shop with Free Talk Live. It's a way that you can get the stuff you want from Amazon and help Free Talk Live at the same time. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon Canada, UK, and US from that link, shop.freetalklive.com, and then just order whatever it was you were going to order, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price, whereas normally Amazon keeps it all for themselves. Free Talk Live gets a piece when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones. Back to the fun. Let's talk to Tom, listening in Asheville to WWNC. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tom?
Hey, great show. I hear it all the time, but when I do, I enjoy it. Looking at the field of the different parties and everything after this last election, and seeing, I'm not a libertarian, but by party, I would consider myself probably, if you can nail down what libertarian is anymore, I would consider myself a classical libertarian, I guess, as far as most issues go, but I can't find myself a place in the party just because it's a wide tent, And I think this election has shown just how wide it is. There's folks that are on the left joining the Libertarian Party. There's folks on the right joining the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in deepening the pool. And I see the Libertarian Party growing. More ballot access, more percentages as far as votes than we've seen in any other election in recent history, maybe in history as far as a Libertarian Party's on the ballot.
Yep.
But what do you see? Have you guys seen this as far as a move from the disenchanted Republicans, the disenchanted Democrats, and those going toward the Libertarian Party? Because there has been growth, even as with all the different type thing going on within the party and at the different primary issues and the just ridiculous things, you know, been getting naked on stage and everything else and all the bizarre stuff, all the other bizarre stuff that went on to bring.
I thought that was the best part of the convention.
It may have been, and that's sad, but I don't have a home and as far as a party, and
I want Daryl to answer this because he's the most active within the Libertarian Party nationally. You actually ran for president, the presidential nomination for the Libertarian Party. You did not win. Gary Johnson, who is not a principled person, did win, unfortunately. But what are your thoughts with regards to what Tom said there, Daryl?
I to some extent agree, and it seems more, you know, disenchanted Republicans joining the party than necessarily disenchanted Democrats, because there's this mistaken belief that libertarians are, as I've heard it, quote unquote, more natural allies with conservatives, which doesn't make sense to me because, you know, I disagree equally with conservatives as I do with supposed liberals. It's just that we're disagreeing on different things. I will say that, you know, if we're talking about economic issues and economic issues only, then yes, we'll agree a little bit more with conservatives than we will with liberals. But if we're talking social issues, we're going to agree more with, you know, liberals than we will with conservatives. So there's not this, we are more natural allies with either. We should be, you know, allies with both on the things where we agree. And people coming into the party should understand what libertarian philosophy actually means. But if you look back solely at the presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party over the last decade and a half, you will see that it has been former Republicans that wind up getting that nomination. Now, how much of that has to do with the fact that those people had name recognition versus the fact that those people were former Republicans? Because also in 2008, a lot of people forget that Mike Gravel, former, I believe, senator from Alaska, former Democratic, I know he was in Congress, I think he was a senator, he had also sought the Libertarian Party's nomination in 2008, but Bob Barr wound up getting the nomination there. And I think part of that had to do a little bit with the fact that Barr had a little bit more history in the party than Gravel did.
Was it close?
Gravel was not close.
Okay.
Mary Ruart actually came really close.
She's a real libertarian, though.
She's a real libertarian.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
See, in 2008, I actually registered Republican in 2008 just so I could campaign for Ron Paul because Bob Barr just turned my stomach. But on many issues, I like him. He's on the same level with Gary Johnson, just for different reasons for me.
Yep.
Other people, and should be pointed out that Bob Barr and Wayne Root, who was the VP in 2008, they have both returned to the Republican Party.
Didn't Bill Weld do that too, or is he still libertarian?
As far as I know, he's still a libertarian.
I thought I heard something about him going back to the Republicans. But
I know he gave an interview just before the presidential election saying that he hopes to rebuild the Republican Party while wearing his libertarian hat.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom, I share the frustration here. I'm somebody else who's been involved with the Libertarian Party. I actually resigned in 2008. I had a life membership. I resigned because of the frustration with them continually leaning away from their principles. And, I actually pulled out before they nominated Bob Barr. But then that happened, and I was like, yep, glad I resigned because I would not want to be associated with that particular character. And I've never joined them since. I have joined the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire because Daryl is the chairman of that party right now and has kind of raised it from the ashes along with Roger Paxton, who's another very principled libertarian.
And we've also got a wonderful membership director who has done an amazing job of getting us, I think, like 30 members in the last 4 months.
Right. The convention's coming up in March, and it actually looks like there's going to be more people at that convention than I've ever seen at a Libertarian Party convention in New Hampshire in the last decade. So things are looking up for the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. It's a principled party that actually adheres to the principle. And the principle of the Libertarian Party still exists, although there are some people who want to abolish it. And it, for listeners that don't know, when you join the Libertarian Party, you have to sign a statement. It's not just that you give them money. You have to sign a statement that says that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And that is essentially the non-aggression principle as stated by the Libertarian Party. But the sad thing is a lot of people have signed that statement and then completely ignored it, and that's why we are, the party is as bad off as it is today, in my opinion.
Right. And in my state, I've looked into the state party, and I'm more satisfied with what I see there overall. But it still seems to be a huge gap between the college age. We know everything and we're right and everybody's wrong. And it's like all the kids in school that got put in the lockers now got on to libertarianism. And it's the cool, off thing to be. And they're just nerdy bullies. And then the other end is the complete more libertines, but they still are calling themselves libertarians. In a full out mass anarchist way, and so there's this huge like bipolar.
Interesting.
And there's just there's a broad gap in the middle, which doesn't seem to be any of the leadership, and so all the leadership seems to swing heavily one way or the other, and not much of a Goldwater if you just go by the libertarian philosophy, as you just talked about.
These are some of the frustrations of running a public political party. Any a-hole can join the party and start waving the flag of the party, and there's really very little that can be done about it. It's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire, because there are a bunch of different ways you can get involved in changing things for more freedom here. We can talk about that coming up. Thanks for your call, Tom. I appreciate it.
Today,
more coming up.
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We also have Skype. So you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. And you can bring up anything that you want. It is the live Sunday edition. We just had a gentleman on the line from Asheville calling about frustrations with the Libertarian Party, feeling like there are a bunch of people that, you know, he doesn't necessarily identify with who are kind of in charge of or fighting over control over the party, people that he described as like the libertine types, and then also, you know, what was the other thing, like conservatives, basically?
Yeah, and he also mentioned the fat guy that got naked on stage, even though technically he was not fully naked, he was wearing a thong. Tuxedo thong. Luckily, I was not in the room when it happened, although I did wind up getting blamed for it, even though I had no clue that it was going to happen. I love being blamed for things that I'm not in any way responsible for.
Stop destroying the libertarian movement, Daryl. So anyway, there are problems with the Libertarian Party, and that's one of the reasons why I left it, the national one, back in 2008. I'm working with the libertarian one in New Hampshire because they are more principled. They seem to be more true to their principles, and I appreciate that. And I'm all about spreading the principles of liberty. And if the Libertarian Party at the national level refuses to do that, then they're not going to have my support. But I was telling our caller there, and we're going to get right back to your calls and thoughts here in a moment, but I did mention that the reason, one of the reasons I moved to New Hampshire was out of frustration with the Libertarian Party. I wanted to gather together with other like-minded individuals who are willing to actually do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and it turns out that this is a really great idea, not just because of the aspect of we're concentrating libertarians in one geographic area, and so therefore we have a greater influence in the political system here. That's a major reason to do it. But also because in New Hampshire, if you're a liberty-minded person, there are a bunch of different ways that you can get involved in something. So if working within a political party is a turnoff to you, well, there's a lot of other things that you can do. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, for instance, Daryl, you're involved with this group. You're one of their bill reviewers. You'll go through and you'll read the proposed legislation every year, and actually you're their number one bill reviewer the last time you checked.
Yes.
So you go through legislation because you like to read it for some reason. It's a rare trait, and I'm glad that you have it. But you actually go through and read these bills, and they have this system that you use that you score certain aspects of it as whether or not it's freedom-friendly.
Right. You answer questions of, does this increase personal responsibility or decrease or not applicable? And, you know, there are some of the things to where it's not going to be applicable.
Right.
So you don't necessarily have to mark one or the other for every question. Was the bill written honestly and clearly, or is it kind of vague? Does it create some sort of confusion?
Yeah.
So if the bill said, no one named Ian is allowed to do X, well, that's very honest and clear in what they're writing.
But not freedom friendly.
Would not be a pro-freedom bill.
Right. So you score these bills, and that's one of the things that you do. But there's a bunch of other ways people can get involved. Maybe there's a specific issue that you really care about, gun rights or homeschooling, or, you know, you fill in the blank, hemp. There are different groups that may or may not be libertarian.
Speaking of hemp, there was a really good industrial hemp bill that passed through the House, I believe it was last week, that just says industrial hemp shall not be considered a controlled substance.
Right. So you can get involved with those groups. Now, they won't all be libertarians, but that's okay. They're still working in the direction you want to go on those groups. So I'm just giving examples of some of the ways people can get involved here. What I recommend...
Ian, I would like to add and suggest to you and Daryl and Tom that becoming involved in politics is a waste of your time.
Yep, Johnny Ray does not do any of that stuff.
I think that the government its purpose is to mulct you for money,
mm-hmm.
and they're, you know, going to pat you on the head and congratulate you for participating, but you're not going to get anywhere with it.
Well,
and I have no desire to participate in pro-hemp lobbying or anything like that. And yet I wouldn't live in any other state because New Hampshire is relatively pro-freedom. And
the government here does tend to be smaller. It does tend to be more frugal than other governments.
There's a tradition here that I think harkens back to the founders who weren't perfect, but there is more freedom here in New Hampshire. I feel it, and I like being here because of that.
Well, I mean, as somebody who is, as you are, Johnny Ray, you're outside of the system completely. You won't even vote, actually. But to have you acknowledge that about the sort of the apparatus of the state here, it's not as offensive of a state in a lot of ways as some others. But it still has its problems. I mean, marijuana prohibition is still happening here. Hopefully that'll change to some extent this year. There's some possible change blowing in the winds politically on that. But thankfully, if it weren't for the people who are involved in the political system, Johnny Ray, it would go towards more tyranny faster because there are always the statists who always want to push more and more government down our throats.
I don't think so.
They are there. I've seen them in the state house.
Sure.
I mean, they're there.
Yeah, but I think that they would be more influenced our direction if we ignored them and didn't pay attention to them and instead focus your energies.
It's hard to ignore the tax man when he's coming around threatening to throw you out of your home, Johnny Ray.
And I believe it was Calvin Coolidge that once said, and I have to agree with him, it's better to stop bad legislation than to pass good legislation.
Okay.
And that's my primary focus as a lobbyist, is to try to stop the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can stop the bad stuff from happening, then, you know, like, we can kind of deal with the rest of it, right?
I think that the way that the legislators behave is based on the paradigm that we have in the U.S. and all over the world that government is okay, and stealing from people is okay if enough people vote for it. And they're living under the idea that what they're doing is okay. And what am I trying to say here? I'm not exactly sure, but participating with them, getting into arguments with them, makes them feel better, makes them feel more important. And if I see a world where people do not pay attention to them, and they're still there, and they're still in power, but they don't feel as good about what they do anymore because
they're being ignored.
They're being ignored, yeah. and they can't get away from what they are.
I love that vision. I mean, I love the idea of people ignoring the state, but I've seen what happens when people try it. And, for instance, our buddy Pete Ayer from CopBlock, he was so frustrated with the system that he just decided he was going to ignore it. And he was not going to pay whatever ticket that he had received. I forget what it was. But, Daryl, you ended up going and paying the ticket, didn't you?
Because they were going to suspend his license, and he was
driving across
the country.
Right.
I didn't want to see my friend wind up going to jail because he didn't pay this $50 ticket or whatever.
Because
it was.
We know what happens.
I hope the two of you are no longer friends now because of that transgression that you committed, Daryl.
That is not a transgression. He did him a favor. Look, Pete was like not wanting to show up for court, and that's going to result in a failure to appear.
Uh-huh.
It's going to result in a warrant for your arrest. And then men with guns, when they find you, are going to take you, they're going to kidnap you, and they're going to put you in a cage. And if you don't jump through their hoops, to some extent, they're going to keep you in that cage.
I wish it were another way. I paid a ticket to the state recently, but I didn't. But I did that because I had to because of the reasons that you guys.
I've never paid a ticket to them.
I don't go out of my way to hang out with them and talk to them and try to convince them when they're just.
But you paid them. You encouraged them, Johnny Ray.
Because I'm being threatened with violence.
That's no excuse. That's no reason
you're
to pay them.
You're not being threatened with violence. They're not going to come and throw you in jail if you don't make your weekly pilgrimages to Concord to...
That's true, but when they actually do threaten me with violence, I don't pay them, and you do.
I did.
And you're impugning this man over here. You're you know coming down on Daryl for paying the man for Pete Ayer
on behalf of somebody else to keep them out of jail.
Look. You don't have to pay them. You could go and sit it off in jail as Daryl has done.
I have done it once.
That's right. You did do that.
I spent a day in jail. And I will do that again.
Yeah, and you know it's three times more valuable now because of the political system, Johnny Ray. There was the ACLU last year supported a bill that tripled the daily value of sitting a fine off in jail. So it used to be $50 a day. Now $150 a day. So it's now three times more effective to go and do civil disobedience than it was previously because somebody tried to change the political system and they succeeded here. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, it wasn't even Free Staters who put that bill forward. It was, I think, like
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.